Shankara continues the sixth shloka. So he says, Tadeva Padam Punaha Visheshyate. That same Padam, that same abode which was explained in the fifth shloka as to how a person can reach that state, or what are the qualities for a person to reach that state is again being explained in this shloka. Tad dhama iti vyavahitena dhamna sambadhyate. Though the relation between tad dhama, the words tad dhama there relates sambadhyate, relates or associates, is associated with vyavahitena dhamna. That dhamam which was explained as remote, or the goal that was explained, vyavahitena means remote. So that word dhamma, like which was explained in the previous shloka, that is the relation with dhamma word in tad dhamma in this shloka.
Okay.
So in this shloka, na tad bhasete suryo na shanko na pavakah yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamma. So that tad dhamma refers to the dhamma which was explained in the previous shloka.
Okay.
Padam avyayam. So that dhamma is being explained here. Tad dhamma tejo rupam padam. So tad dhamma, that abode, is tejo rupam padam, is a goal, is a state which is like which is tejo rupam, of the nature of light or luminosity, that is that dhamam. Tejo rupam padam, that padam. Na bhasayate suryaha adi. Suryaha na bhasayate. So Surya, in that state, in that dhamam, in that particular dhamam which is tejo rupam, Suryaha na bhasayate. Sun doesn't shine. So Suryaha means adityaha. Sun. Sir, how is, what is the nature of aditya? It's like Aditya's very nature is to illumine everything, right? So,
yeah.
Sarva avabhasana shakti matve api sati na bhasayate. So, Surya Aditya, sarva avabhasana shakti matve api. So, sarva avabhasana shakti mat means like Aditya has the power of illumining everything. Shakti. Shaktimat has the shakti of what? Sarva avabhasanam, of illumining everything. So sarva avabhasana shakti matve api sati. So even though the power of illumining everything is there for Surya, na bhasayate, doesn't shine in that abode. So that abode, like tad dhamma, tejo rupam dhamma, that padam, there Suryaha Adityaha sarva avabhasana shakti matve api sadi na bhasayate. That abode, in that abode, at that abode is such an abode where Surya, who has the power of illumining everything, doesn't shine there. Tatana shashankaha chandraha. Tatana, tata, similarly, na shashankaha chandraha. Na shashankaha, shashankaha means chandraha. Na chandraha, na shashanka chandraha, bhasayate. You have to add that. So shashanka all doesn't shine. Na pavakaha. Pavakaha means like you know the meaning, right? Na agnirapi. Not even agni. So all these things like doesn't shine there. Na pavakaha. Pavakaha means agni. So there, like in that abode, Surya which illumines everything doesn't shine, so do Chandra as well as Agni. And what is such that dhamam? Yad dhamam Vaishnavam padam. Yad dhamam, that dhamam which is the abode of Vishnu, which is the abode of like Vaishnavas, which is the goal of Vaishnavas, which is the abode of Vishnu. That abode gatva ప్రాప్గత్వా మీన్స్ ప్రాప్య, ఆఫ్టర్ అటైనింగ్, ప్రాప్య న నివర్తంతే. యద్ ధామ, దాట్ ధామం విచ్ ఆఫ్టర్ గత్వా, ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రాప్య, ఆఫ్టర్ అటైనింగ్ న నివర్తంతే, డజన్ రిటర్న్. యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ చ, యత్ చ సూర్యాది న భాసయతే, చ అండ్ యత్ సూర్యాది న భాసయతే, వేర్ సూర్య అండ్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ డోంట్ షైన్. తద్ ధామ, దాట్ ధామ పదం, dhamma means padam or goal or abode or state. Paramam, that is supreme, vishnuho mama padam, vishnuho means mama. So tat tat dhamma, that dhamma is paramam, is supreme, vishnuho mama padam, supreme abode of Vishnu, which is my supreme abode. Yad gatvana nivartante ityuktam, like which has been said that, okay, it has been said that after reaching there, there will be no return.
Okay.
So this ends the sixth shloka. So it's just that, like, that abode is the supreme abode of Vishnu, where neither the sun shines, nor the moon, nor Agni, or anything else. Though all these have the power of illuminating everything, but still they don't shine there. They cannot shine there because their power of shining itself is due to the power of Atman. So that's what, like, here it means that it's this abode of Vishnu is that abode where It has two characteristics. One, where you, once you attain, you never return back. And then nothing shines there. Nothing shines there because there is nothing to shine. First, there is nothing else to shine. And second, because that is the state where the self shines. The self gives luminosity to everything else. And that is the abode of the self, which gives light to everything but is not illumined by everything. So that state, which is the state of self, where self is there and the self cannot be illumined by anything, therefore the sun and other things don't shine there. Sun shining means like sun illumining. Sun cannot illumine because everything is illumined by the self, which is not illumined by sun or anything else. Therefore, that state is the state where nothing shines.
Okay.
So that's the sixth shloka. Want to continue the seventh or?
Time at the
moment. Like I have to wait, like my